Auckland Radio News.
Coming up, artillery and airstrikes in Ukraine have targeted built-up areas, killing dozens of people. The INMO is seeking an urgent meeting with senior management at Letterkenny University Hospital in light of dangerous overcrowding. Leo Varadkar has said he isn't intimidated by any potential challengers for the Fine Gael leadership. It's been confirmed today that Dr. Orla Flynn will be the first president of the new Atlantic Technological University. And the issue of the dredging at Maharorty is to be raised in the Dáil after it emerged that at times ferries and fishing boats are unable to use the pier there. Good evening. Kenny Harkin will be here too with all the latest in sport. First in news though, a Ukrainian minister's address, the United Nations Human Rights Council claiming Russian troops are attacking children's hospitals. She says an 18-month-old is the youngest civilian to die, though we've not verified that. A number of cities are now under fire. Artillery and airstrikes in Ukraine have targeted built-up areas, killing dozens of people. More than 2,000 people are known to have died since the conflict began. Ukraine's asked the Pope to talk to Russia's president about allowing humanitarian corridors to help civilians affected by the violence. The UN reckons the number fleeing Ukraine is nearing a million. James Elders from UNICEF and says families are being torn apart.
The trauma, the stress, I've seen it before, but maybe not on this scale, not right now. It's just that train station just echoes with tears. As you say, fathers explain to their seven-year-old daughters why dad is leaving and the little girl's off with mum to a country she's not heard of.
Well, the Russian ambassador to Ireland has been labelled a liar in the Dáil amid calls for his expulsion. The government says it has no plans to expel him amid concerns about Russia removing the Irish ambassador in turn. The Taoiseach and Taoiseach have said the government needs to have representatives in Moscow to help Irish citizens living there. But Labour leader Alan Kelly says there is no point having an ambassador you can't trust.
The Russian ambassador is a liar. He's lied to the Irish people. We need to get rid of him. I accept what you're saying, and it's a valid argument. However, I don't agree with you. I think the Irish people want us to lead. They don't want this man in this country. They don't want his colleagues in this country. They don't want military attaché in this country.
News just in, and there are reports the leader of the Labour Party, Alan Kelly, is to step down. It's understood a press conference tonight to confirm the move will take place. The Irish Examiner reports it is a result of internal strife at the party. It's been confirmed today that Dr. Orla Flynn will be the first president of the new Atlantic Technological University, which will be established on the 1st of April. Dr. Flynn is the current president of the Galway Mayo Institute of Technology. Her appointment was confirmed this afternoon by Minister Simon Harris. The INMO is seeking an urgent meeting with senior management in Letterkenny University Hospital in light of dangerous overcrowding. It follows the revelation last evening that 10 ambulances were backed up at the hospital as unprecedented numbers attended the ED. The INMO says Letterkenny has informed all staff that the facility is nearing major incident level capacity. The organisation's industrial relations officer, Neil Donoghue, says the fact that there were 10 ambulances queuing to get into the hospital yesterday raises questions about why an emergency hasn't already been declared.
We've actually thought that management would declare an emergency because it's not the norm. This is not the usual flow issues. We do believe that in the longer term, and sales have confirmed this, the capacity is a serious problem that's going to be addressed, but that requires investment. That's something that has been identified in Letterkenny for years, but it never seems to have happened to the extent of what's actually required. And we just have to ask the question, when is that going to happen? They're persistently in the top three when it comes to overcrowding, and when is that going to change? So serious investment is needed here for the hospital.
The HSC chief executive says they're trying to hire new healthcare staff in a very challenging recruitment market, particularly in non-city-based hospitals such as Letterkenny. The HSC expects to recruit only half of the staff it has funding in place for this year, with non-availability of staff being identified as a major element in the non-availability of certain services at Letterkenny. Paul Reid says the HSC is funding for almost 20,000 new staff this year, but finding specialist staff for hospitals can be especially difficult, particularly in the regions.
It's not that they're not great places to live, which they are, but a lot of consultants and specialists want to operate in the bigger urban centres. And that's a challenge, not just a challenge in Ireland here, but it is a challenge in some of the other countries too. But that's probably where our acute focus is in terms of some of the more challenging recruitment aspects.
Leo Varadkar has said he isn't intimidated by any potential challengers for the Fine Gael leadership. It's after an Irish Examiner survey of the Fine Gael parliamentary party suggested Helen McEntee and Simon Harris are the favourites to take over the job. But Leo Varadkar said he isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
I'm very fortunate that I have a really strong front bench, that I have ministers behind me, Ministers Harris, Humphreys, Coveney, Donoghue, Nocton, any of whom could be capable of leading the party. And I'm fortunate that I have such a strong front bench behind me, and I don't feel intimidated by any of them if they have ambitions at all. I'm comfortable with that. I was that person too at one time in the past, let's not forget.
The government is willing to disregard people in rural areas and those without access to broadband in the pursuit of privatisation. That's according to Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, who is speaking today on a private member's motion on the National Driver Licence Service. The Dáil has heard calls for such services to remain available as a walk-in service. Deputy Pringle says it's a vital service, particularly for people in Donegal.
It is easy for ourselves and here, our younger citizens, to navigate new online systems, so the burden falls on the older generations or those without broadband, who tend to be rural or those who simply cannot afford a broadband service. These are the people targeted by such moves, and they are the very people that this government is willing to discard and sweep aside in pursuit of its privatisation agenda, often miscategorised as being in the name of progress. This is why the motion today to restore the NDLS walk-in service is important. It's important to my constituents in Donegal, as most of us will wait until 2025 for the government's rollout of broadband. It's important for my constituents in Donegal as we have a higher proportion of older people than nationally. It's important as well to my constituents in Donegal as we have lower disposable income and higher deprivation level rates than most of the country. These issues are common for most of us from rural constituencies right across the Western Seaboard, and it is vitally important that these services remain in public ownership, remain available to the public as a walk-in service, and that is the least that can be expected of our government to provide that service for our people, citizens.
The issue of the dredging at Maher Rorty is to be raised in the Dáil after it emerged that at times ferries and fishing boats are unable to use the pier there. Local councillor Micheál Colmhagill-Aspig says dredging the area around the pier was previously done as a matter of routine, but now the government has ordered that an environmental impact study be done. On today's 9 till noon show, councillor McGill-Aspig said Deputy Thomas Pringle will be raising the issue in Leinster House because if this isn't resolved soon, the local fishing and island communities will be badly affected.
The government is delaying the report in relation to this, and while they're delaying the report, what is happening is that it's frustrating the fishing and the ferries who are trying to use Maher Rorty. We need the pier dredged. We need it done immediately. There are only a number of times during the year that we can do this. The longer we delay it, the more sand is building up. The storms aren't definitely over. The more storms, the more sand. What we need now is we need to get the government to get off his arse and to allow the council to do what the council's there to do, is look after the interests of our community and dredge Maher Rorty Pier. We need also the government, again, to do what they promised that they would do for us a number of years ago, is to give us our seawall.
MS sufferers in parts of Donegal are effectively left stranded by a lack of accessible transport. The Swilly Mulroy MS Support Group says it has a number of wheelchair users who have been unable to attend the weekly support group recently due to a lack of funding for accessible transport. The Milford and District Resource Centre has donated €1,200 from the Milford Development Fund towards transport costs for the group. However, Centre Manager Declan Meehan says the money is only a temporary measure and a more permanent solution is needed as a matter of urgency.
This is an issue that's faced by a number of groups and community centres across the county. There just isn't the transport available for people, in particular with mobility issues. So any support groups or community groups that are put on for people with long-term illnesses or trying to address social isolation amongst older people, there's always an issue around transport. The local link service that exists is not good enough. It doesn't actually pick up people where they need to be, obviously. And so transport is a constant challenge for people with mobility issues in particular.
And while this donation will go some way as a resolution, ultimately a national response is needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this donation is just a short-term fix covering, you know, private transport and taxis that allow people with wheelchairs to get into them. But a national response is needed. Now, there has been CLAR funding announced to address this issue, and they are for voluntary groups. So we're working towards, I suppose, an application for that fund to service the whole Milford, Thanet, Roskill area, and we hope that we'll be successful in doing that. But this is something that needs to be taken, it needs to be looked at in a more strategic way.
Government plans to allow workers the right to request to work remotely are fatally flawed. That's according to the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, which told an Oireachtas committee today the legislation is stocked in favour of the employer. It had particular concerns that employees can't appeal their employer's decision if the remote working application is rejected. General Secretary of the ICTU, Patricia King, says employers can't expect workers to return to pre-pandemic routines.
Getting up at stupid o'clock hours to get on trains to be and leaving children at 6:30, 6 in the morning. I mean, that is not a holistic way to live life. And quite candidly, there weren't that many positives out of this pandemic, but one of them was lifting the veil on some of that and showing what can be done.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for sport. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Catherine. Good evening. We'll start with mixed martial arts, and Donegal man Dara Kelly has signed a new long-term deal with Bellator MMA. The Mavell fighter took his first professional win last week at Dublin's 3 Arena and has been rewarded with a 4-fight contract over 18 months. He impressively defeated Junior Morgan with an opening round stoppage of their lightweight clash. In soccer, Everton say they've suspended their sponsorship deals with companies owned by Alisher Usmanov. The billionaire oligarch has had his assets seized this week over his links to Russian President Vladimir Putin. His company USM holds title sponsorship of Everton's training ground, and he also paid for the option of naming rights of their new stadium. Meanwhile, manager Frank Lampard has denied that Usmanov was involved in his job interview.
Yeah, well, those reports are inaccurate. My interview was with the board, with Mr. Mashiri, the chairman, Denise, the CEO, and others, but not Mr. Usmanov. So that's not accurate in that sense.
Swiss billionaire Hansborg Visa claims he's been offered the chance to buy Chelsea from Roman Abramovich. Parliament heard the Russian is hastily selling his UK properties, with the government considering imposing sanctions on the oligarch following the invasion of Ukraine. Visa says he's interested in the club, but only as part of a consortium. On the pitch, Liverpool continue their quest for an historic quadruple this evening. They welcome Norwich to Anfield for the 5th round of the FA Cup, days after landing the Carabao Cup. Chelsea, they go to Luton Town, and Southampton entertain West Ham. Up in Scotland, Celtic have a 3-point lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership ahead of tonight's fixtures. The boys take on St Mirren at Parkhead from 7:45. Second place Rangers are away to St Johnstone at the same time. Elsewhere, Dundee play Hibernian Hearts. They host Aberdeen. Livingstone are up against Dundee United, and Motherwell play Ross County. In other news, James Brown has signed a new 2.5-year contract extension with Blackburn. The defender joined the club on an initial 6-month deal from Drogheda United in January. Brown has featured in the senior squad on 2 occasions since his move, with Blackburn currently 4th in the championship. And Daniel Farke has stepped down as manager of Russian club Krasnodar after just 6 weeks in charge. The former Norwich boss says he's made the decision following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Farke's fellow German Marcus Gisdol resigned as Lokomotiv Moscow head coach yesterday. In Paralympics news, Russian and Belarusian athletes will participate at the Paralympic Winter Games as neutrals. The International Paralympic Committee says the two countries won't be included in the medal table. Paralympics Ireland had been one of the bodies calling for those athletes to be excluded from the Games, which get underway in China on Friday. International Paralympic Committee President Andrew Parsons says it's the harshest possible punishment under its constitution.
No one is happy. No one here thinks that what is happening in Ukraine is normal or even acceptable. But again, we do have to follow the rules of our own organization. We don't have the authority to ban the Russian and Belarus athletes.
Also in motorsport, Russia's Nikita Mazepin won't be allowed to race at Formula One's British Grand Prix. It follows a decision made by Motorsport UK to ban the Russian and Belarusian competitors from the country. Mazepin is able to drive for his team Haas in the upcoming season, but only under a neutral flag. Well, Formula One world champion Max Verstappen has signed a new multi-year contract with Red Bull. The exact length of the deal is yet to be announced, but it's believed to tie the 24-year-old to the team until his 30th birthday. Verstappen will become one of the highest paid drivers in the sport, earning just over £40 million a year. In rugby, Will Connors and Max Deegan have signed new contract extensions with Leinster. Connors is out for the rest of the season with a knee ligament injury. They follow in the footsteps of Jordan Larimer, Tommy O'Brien and Keelan Dorris, who all committed to Leinster this week. In golf, Dromoland Castle will host this year's Women's Irish Open. The County Clare venue will stage the tournament from September the 22nd to the 25th. The Women's Irish Open hasn't been staged since 2012, when it was won by Katrina Matthew at Killeen Castle. Finally, for this evening in snooker, Fergal O'Brien and Mark Allen are both in Welsh Open second round action tonight. O'Brien takes on Jimmy Robertson, while Allen faces Joe Perry. Ronnie O'Sullivan booked a round two date with Ding Junhui following a 4-2 win over Lucas Clakers earlier on today. Well, that's your sport. It's back to Catherine.
Thanks, Kenny. Returning to news now, government representatives who are due to visit America for St. Patrick's Day are being urged to exert whatever influence they can on the US administration to provide solutions for the undocumented Irish. The Migration Policy Institute estimated that there were approximately 16,000 undocumented Irish in the US in 2017. Donegal-born Senator Robbie Gallagher says those affected feel isolated and forgotten. He says the current US administration has strong Irish-American influence, and now is an opportune time to get the issue over the line.
People will say this is a conversation we have every year, and we do, but I think we're in a unique situation now with President Biden in the US, that he is very sympathetic to the cause of the undocumented Irish in America. And I think we need to cash in on that unique relationship we have now at this point in time. And I was calling on the Irish government to redouble their efforts to try and get a solution for this problem of the undocumented in America. We're all well aware of family members missing funerals and weddings and different families' occasions, which is heartbreaking for those involved. And unfortunately, we've had no progress. We had the Donnelly visa program back in 1990, and then we had the Morrison visas back in 94. But that's almost 30 years ago now, and we've had little or no progress in that period of time. And I feel that this relationship that the Irish government has now with President Biden in the US, that we need to cash in on that for the benefit of the undocumented Irish in America.
Weather now, rain to extend to all parts early tonight before clear spells follow in from the west later in the night as the rain clears. Lowest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees. The closing headlines now. The UN General Assembly has approved a resolution demanding that Russians stop war in Ukraine and withdraw all troops. 141 members voted for, 5 against and 35 abstained. The vote comes as a minister in Kyiv claims children's hospitals are being targeted, with images showing patients being evacuated from one in the capital. There are reports the leader of the Labour Party, Alan Kelly, is to step down. It's understood a press conference will be called tonight tonight to confirm the move. It's been confirmed today that Dr. Orla Flynn will be the first president of the new Atlantic Technological University, and the INMO is seeking an urgent meeting with senior management in Letterkenny University Hospital in light of dangerous overcrowding. That's it for now. We're back with more at six. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 2nd of March. The death has taken place of John Eugene Quinn, Sonny, 55, Marion Park, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Funeral can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Noreen McFadden, Noreen Joe, Curran Sport, Gwydor. Her remains are reposing at her late residence with Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. House private to family relatives and friends and neighbours, please. Private from after the Rosary until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral from there on Friday for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Columb Kills Church, Knockfulla, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Gallagher Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of John P. McBride, Cranford. Wake private, please, to family, close friends and neighbours. Family flowers only, please. Requiem Mass tomorrow Thursday at 1 o'clock in Cool Chapel, followed by interment in St John the Baptist Cemetery, Carrigart. The death has occurred of Grace McGonigal, Gortnaseed, Kincashla. Her remains are reposing at Madeline's funeral home with removal at 6 o'clock this evening to Gortnaseed, with Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Kincashla, with interment afterwards in Critch Cemetery. The death has taken place of Philip Doherty, 21 St Columba's Avenue, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Family time from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Funeral can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of James Jimmy Farron, Cashel Craw, Carndonagh, and formerly of Govan Hill, Glasgow. Funeral from his home on Friday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House open, all welcome. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock with house private from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Carndonagh Community Day Centre. The death has occurred of Colum Gallagher, Ballintemple, Falkara. His remains are reposing at his late residence with Rosary tonight at 9. Wake private to family, close friends and relatives, please. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 in St Finian's Church, Falkara, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv or Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Annie Gallagher, Derry's Glenties. Her remains are reposing at her home with Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass in St Connell's Church, Glenties, tomorrow afternoon at 1 with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. House private from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Bridget Hume, née Hagen, 6 Iona Park, Derry. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Columba's Church, Longtar. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. Mass can be viewed live via the church webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Deeds, care of the Old Library Trust, Central Drive, Creggan, Derry. The death has occurred of Rose Irwin, née Quinn, Ballyarle, Killigordon. Funeral from her late home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the parish Facebook page. House strictly private pleas to family and close friends. The death has occurred of Patrick Porter, Ballinlough, Drumfries, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at the family home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private to family, friends and neighbours, please. Family time from 10 p.m. Patrick's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.